What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
A lot of people like to say, oh, I'm a perfectionist, like it's a medal, like you parade around. I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. Your perfectionism is holding you back. You are not perfect. For every success story, there are failures. But when no one talks about their failures, you assume that you have to do it perfect first time. Welcome back to another episode of Pep Talk. So, how to beat perfectionism. I do not feel as prepared as I would like to feel when I share a pep talk, and this is gonna probably trigger off my own perfectionism, but I basically want to be an example. So fingers crossed this video goes well. If it doesn't, then what the heck? So perfectionism, how to beat perfectionism. In a world where everybody's trying to be their best self, live their best life, have their best body, with all that striving, we have to ask ourselves, why aren't we happy? And the problem of being a perfectionist is that you'll never be happy. And why? Because this is the hard truth. You are not perfect. Nobody is. Not a single living person on this planet right now is perfect. Can we all breathe a sigh of relief? Wusa. Now, there's two ways that I could kind of unstrip perfectionism, and there's kind of two routes that I could actually potentially go down. And I could go down the route of perfectionism as it relates to social media and the pressure, the social pressures to be perfect, to have the perfect body, perfect skin, perfect boyfriend, perfect career, to just be perfect. Okay, this perfect life that everybody likes to show on Instagram, on social media, period. Or I could go down the route of you feeling like you're a failure, you can't do anything right, or you're just not where you want to be in life right now. But all of these things have the same root and the same messaging. And that messaging is simply this: you are not good enough. When we see things on social media, when we feel like we're competing online, the messaging is simple and it's telling us, I am not good enough. I'm not good enough because I don't have this. I'm not good enough because I don't have that. I'd be better if I had this. This is the messaging that we are constantly telling ourselves, those of us who struggle with perfectionism. And the thing is, if perfectionism was not linked to our very human need for acceptance, we would not feel that way. We think that acceptance will save us from our deepest fear, and our deepest fear is rejection. You're not good enough equals rejection. To us, when we don't feel good enough, we feel like we're going to be rejected. People are going to see through us and we're going to be excommunicated. We're going to be rejected. We're going to be left out. And it's like every human fear is linked to rejection. It's linked to us not wanting to feel rejected, not wanting to feel isolated, not wanting to feel left out. It's the reason why we have friends. It's the reason why we run around in cliques. It's the reason why we try so hard not to offend anybody. It's the reason why we have people that are people pleasers. It's the reason why we want to do everything perfect, because we do not want to be rejected. We don't want to be left out. We want to be included. It's a basic human requirement. Anyone want to be rejected? Put your hand up. Not us. Nobody wants to be rejected. And it's that fear that makes us strive to do everything perfect, because if I do it perfect, I won't be rejected, right? And let me share a little bit of, I wasn't going to, but I'm going to share a little bit of my story. I grew up in a family of four. I'm the youngest, and I always felt rejected, left out, lonely, and all this kind of stuff growing up. Like I mentioned before, it's not the case now, but back then, I didn't really have a healthy relationship with my older sisters, and therefore, I always felt really left out and not good enough. And like, my sister would say things that would make me feel less of a person, less of a human being. For instance, if I would try to do something, she'll grab it and say, oh, you can't do anything right. And it's just those words and situations and scenarios like that that made me become a perfectionist. And to be a perfectionist is to be above judgment. The reason why we want to do everything perfectly, why we want to be perfect, is because we want to be above judgment. And it goes back to rejection. So I started to unconsciously want to be perfect. I didn't want to feel the way I felt, like small. I didn't want to feel small. I didn't want to feel incapable. I didn't want to feel dumb. I didn't want to feel like a loser. So I unconsciously vowed in my heart that I'm going to do everything in my power to be correct. I'm going to do everything right. I'm not going to make mistakes. I'm going to be the perfect person in life. And you guys do not realize how much anxiety comes with trying, and I say trying because nobody is perfect. We can only strive for perfection. We can only keep on keeping on. Even if someone says, oh, that was perfect, to the perfectionist, it's still not good enough, because to the perfectionist, you're never satisfied. It's never good enough. And it's like, no matter what you do to you, like, you're your worst critic, to you, it's never good enough. You can never do enough. It can never be perfect enough. Being a perfectionist is just anxiety inducing. Okay, because you're not living like a normal person. You're living like a robot. You're living trying to be above judgment. And the sad truth is that we're always going to be judged. No matter how perfect we think we are, we're always going to be judged. So you might as well give up now. Really, Brini, you might as well give up now. Okay, so how did I overcome perfectionism? There was one day when I could only say this was God, because it came from nowhere. And I heard these words: you do not have to be perfect to be accepted. Even on your worst day, you are worthy of love. You do not have to be perfect to be accepted. Even on your worst day, you are worthy of love. So all of this useless striving to be perfect in every area of my life, to be this perfect person all of the perfect time, I have the perfect everything, and the perfect hair, and the perfect face, and the perfect makeup, and the perfect boyfriend, and the perfect life, it's all useless, because I'm already accepted. I'm already enough. If I never made another YouTube video, I am accepted. I am enough. I am enough. And some of you have to wake up in the morning and you have to tell yourself, with or without this job, I am enough. With or without this boyfriend, I am enough. With or without the money in my account, I am enough. And I am worthy of love, whether I meet up to my own crazy expectation or not. And I feel like God really spoke to me, and he said that his goodness is not based on my performance. Isn't that what perfection is all about? It's about performing. It's about being your best. It's about doing this. It's like hamster on a wheel. Never ending, never ending, never ending, never ending. Perform, perform, perform. And you just have to remind yourself and say, I am a human being, not a human doing. Okay? You were created to be. Your value is intrinsic to who you are, not to what you do. Your performance does not validate your identity. There is a difference between productive perfectionism and unproductive perfectionism. Unproductive perfectionism is, like I said, a Ferris wheel. We go round and round and round and round and round, and ultimately you achieve a lot less because you are always waiting for the perfect time. The trouble with the negative perfectionism is that you are always performing and it's never enough. And those people who are negative perfectionists are always waiting for the perfect time. They're always waiting for the perfect moment and it never comes. No time is perfect. You must perfect the present. You must make the present perfect. There is no perfect time to do anything, okay? People who are waiting for themselves to be the best to even start something, for them to have the best equipment, for them to have the bestest to even start. I'm gonna tell you off right now. There is no such thing as the perfect time or the perfect situation. You make this time perfect, okay? Because those who struggle with perfectionism, the negative side of perfectionism are procrastinators. And what you do is you procrastinate and you procrastinate and you procrastinate. And the more you procrastinate, you dig yourself into a further hole of perfectionism. But a lot of people like to say, I'm a perfectionist, like it's a medal, like you parade around. I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I'm just a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. Your perfectionism is holding you back. You're waiting for the perfect time to do something, and it's never going to be perfect. You must make this time right now perfect. Do not focus on perfectionism. Focus on persistence. And a lot of people ask me, what are some YouTube tips that I can use and I need to know about YouTube? Number one, I tell them, just start. Just do it. Second is consistency. Being consistent. If most of us had to wait for the best equipment, the best lighting, the best camera to even start a YouTube channel, we would not even start. You need to jump out and grow your wings on the way down. Stop waiting for the perfect situation. Jump now and grow your wings on the way down. A lot of people don't do things because they have a fear of failure. And a lot of people who struggle with the concept of failure or just feeling like they don't have enough. They're not enough, they're not good enough, or they don't have enough. And life really is not about the person that lived and did everything perfectly and died. Life, for the majority of us, life is about the person who fell down, got up, fell down, got up, fell down, and got up. When you have that mindset of persistence over perfection, it's okay to fail. Failure is not failure if you learn from it. Failure is only failure when you give up. And that sounds so cliche, but listen, deep it. Like, deep what I'm saying. Think about anyone who's failed in life. Every celebrity has been a time when they failed, but you don't look at them based on their failure. Like, nobody remembers when you fail if you get up. Nobody remembers when you fail when you get up. And I'm gonna use a stupid example, but who remembers Kim Kardashian's Met Gala outfit when she was first invited to the Met Gala and she looked like a sofa and everybody was like creating memes and stuff like that? That was a fashion fail. But who really remembers that when they think about Kim Kardashian now? She's been to the Met Gala about four other times after that and she has practically slayed. People don't remember your failures if you get up. You only remember your failures when you don't get up. So there's no reason to fear failure, because failure is relative. Failure doesn't actually exist. Name one person in this life that has failed. Yeah, we're all on the list. We're all on the list. But are we out? You may fall down, but you'll never be out. So you don't have to worry about failing at all. And one thing that has helped me, especially being at university or like just with projects that I'm working on or I'm doing, I always remember that it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be done. Just do it. Like, literally, just do it. That is just my motto in life. Like, that's why I wear Nike. Like, I only wear Nike to the gym, baby. I only wear Nike to the gym, baby. Checks over stripes. That's what I like. Hey, just do it is literally my mantra, because you're just gonna do it. Some of us think ourselves out of our blessings. Some people think their way out of an opportunity. Nobody's perfect. There's so much to say on this topic, but I'd prefer to keep it short and sweet and give you a wake-up call. The reason why we believe or we think that we need to do things perfectly or to be perfect is because nobody posts their failures. For every success story, there are failures. But when no one talks about their failures, you assume that you have to do it perfect first time, and you don't, and you can't. You can't. What's the fun in that anyway? There's no fun in being perfect. Take it from a perfectionist. Absolutely sucks the fun out of everything in life. No one online is showing you their failures. They're not showing you how many times they messed up before they got it right. Nobody's showing you the books that they started to write that didn't actually end up as a book at all. And the book that you thought was their first book was actually their sixth book. And I even spoke about this in one of my Instagram posts, and I said, someone's chapter 6 could be your chapter 26. Everybody is on different pages, and it's a reason why we cannot be happy is because we constantly compare ourselves to each other. We compare our real life to people's highlight reel. We compare what our real life is to something that is absolutely curated. If most of you actually understood what really, really, really goes on, you guys would not even compare yourself to anybody online because you have absolutely no idea. And a lot of people think that success just happens, that you don't have to try and fail and try and fail and try and fail, because when you go online, all you see is wins. You don't see how many L's people took, you only see the wins. So then you have this unrealistic standard or expectation that when you do it, everything's going to be rosy. If we started to see the world and work and success realistically, we would not struggle with perfectionism. We wouldn't struggle with comparison because we will understand that everything in life is hard. Everything in life takes time. And I love this quote by Bill Gates, and he says, most people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. Success takes time, and I know on social media it can feel like you are being rushed. Don't let the internet rush you. Nobody is posting their failures. Do not let the internet rush you, okay? Your life is going to happen at your speed. The speed of your life is the speed of your life, okay? And a lot of people would rather get something quick at the expense of their dignity, their morals, than to actually wait and work for it. I hope that won't be you. I hope that you will have enough patience to realize that the things that you want and the things that you desire, you will have in its time. Keep on working, keep on waiting, keep on putting in so you can take out, and don't let the internet fool you. Everything is not perfect because nobody is perfect. Perfectionism is an illusion. It's an illusion. It's elusive. Even when you think someone's perfect, they're looking to something more. The place that we need to get to is to a place of contentment, that what I did, my efforts are good enough. I am good enough. I don't have to be perfect. I just have to do my best. And my best is good enough. Your best is good enough. You have to just be like, done it, done it. I'm not gonna obsess over this paper. I'm not gonna obsess over writing this book. I'm not gonna obsess over starting this YouTube channel. I'm not gonna try and make everything absolutely perfect, because like I said, it doesn't even exist. You're waiting for things to be perfect to be satisfied instead of being satisfied now and saying, this, what I'm doing right now, it's good enough. You can only breathe when you say, I'm happy with that. How many of us look at our things in our life, whether it's our relationship, whether it's our friendships, whether it's our jobs, our work, our finances, how many of us actually sit there and just say, not perfect, but it's good enough? More of us need to say this. More of us need to have this attitude, and we will really, really kick perfectionism right in the teeth. Because like I said, it does not exist. Some people spend their life looking and chasing perfectionism. Some people change their face, they change their body, they change their personality, they change their life, they change city, searching for this false idea of perfectionism. And you know where it ends? In depression. Happiness is saying, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is good enough. I tried my best, I can rest, let me go to sleep. It is enough. If you want to rob your joy, if you want to bankrupt your joy, chase perfectionism. You're good enough. And that's my message. You do not have to be perfect to be accepted. You are accepted and you are enough. You are good enough. Stop striving and rest. Be a human being, not a human doing. Your value is in your being, not in your doing. Your value of being gives more meaning to your doing because it's coming from a place of rest. Rest, dear children. Rest, guys. Let's learn to rest. Let's learn to celebrate our small wins. Let's learn to celebrate every step that we take. Let's stop fantasizing and glorifying the finished product.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.